Earth 101, Gary, Brian, Lisa Stanley, Super Sam, Timmy the Cabana Boy, and now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Out of Control Room here in Hollywood, California. Yes, who's clearing their throat?
Who's never been on live radio?
Who's never been on live radio? Who's clearing their throat on a microphone here? It's Playing for Change, baby. Yeah, let's hear it for you. Yeah. You can applaud for yourselves. It's radio. Don't worry about it. And Mark Johnson is on the mic right there. Right down on that mic there, Mark. And
you got it.
Let's talk about Playing for Change. Everybody's driving along in their car right now on the freeways, and they're going, what is Playing for Change? What's happening with that? Tell us about it.
Well, Playing for Change is a movement of musicians and people all over the world coming together and just trying to unite as many different cultures together through music, and believing that if we all work together, we can make this world a better place. Music's the best way to show that.
Now, they say street musicians, correct?
Well, it started out with street musicians, but now it's just great musicians all over the world.
Okay. And when did you start working on this?
We started traveling around the world about 5 years ago. Started in Santa Monica, California with Roger Ridley playing the song Stand By Me.
Wow.
And we went around the world and built a family and brought them here today.
That's terrific. Now, you guys are playing a gig at Club Nokia.
Right. Tonight, Club Nokia with the Playing for Change band, Toots Hibbert of Toots and the Maytals, and Ziggy Marley.
That's pretty heavy.
Yeah, man, it's going to be an amazing night, and we're going to build a music school as a result of it. So everybody come on.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Tickets are $20 to $96.50. I assume those are the seats where you get right up front.
Yeah.
But $20 to see this band, Club Nokia, tonight, 8:30. And you can check that out. Great review of you guys in the paper today. I'm playing a little bit of course, it's a Bob Marley song. Yeah. One Love. That's on the CD and DVD, Playing for Change. We got everybody here. Introduce everybody that you brought in. This is not the whole band. This is just the guys who can get up at this time of the morning.
Right. So
we haven't slept yet.
These are the guys who haven't been to bed yet. Let's put it that way. Tell us their names and where they're from. Because these guys are from all over the place.
Right. Well, it started all in New Orleans, Louisiana, with the legendary Grandpa Elliot.
Grandpa!
Yeah!
Hey, what's up?
I love his overalls.
He's wearing the overalls today.
Then we have from the Congo, Jason Temba.
Jason, hey, welcome to Hollywood, my friend.
And also from the Congo, Mr. Mermans Kenkosenki.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, from Holland, we have Clarence Becker.
Oh, yeah.
Clarence, all right.
And from Zimbabwe.
The Dutch boy.
I'm the Dutch boy. I forgot my wooden shoes, though.
And they're nice shoes.
You do have wooden shoes?
They're not, no, but they're beautiful shoes, yeah.
Oh,
okay. Thank you.
And from Zimbabwe, Mr. Louis Mshlanga.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey. Now, he's going to be on tambourine today. We're going to get everybody plugged in. And you guys are going to perform Stand By Me in just a couple of minutes, correct, Domingo?
That's right.
Give everybody a little preview of what's happening tonight at Club Nokia. Now, you got to buy the tickets. You got to get there. And by the way, this package, are you guys proud of this? This is great.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we are.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, the world with headphones.
You know, and the CD that comes in, it is great as well.
Yeah. It's a beautiful package with a DVD, and it's a CD in here, and it's called Playing for Change. And you could probably pick this up at Amoeba Music in Hollywood, couldn't you? Or at Amazon.com or wherever you want
to. Yeah, hopefully everywhere they sell music.
Okay, very good. Now, what you got to do, you're going to have to suffer through one thing, and that's Lisa Stanley's report. she's going to give you something here. Some showbiz. I got it, Lisa.
Okay.
Don't worry. No, she's freaking out. I've got your little sound bite
here.
All
right, I just didn't see Timmy.
Don't worry about it. I can do that, too. Now, what you got for us?
All right, David Letterman doing well in the ratings, but things maybe not so good on the home front. The overnights at home, not so good. Rumors are flying around that David Letterman's at David Letterman's neighborhood in Westchester County, New York, that the late night guy has moved out.
Moved out.
Yeah, but his neighbors, they say they hope that isn't true. Take a listen.
He bought some property behind the school there. He bought some more property to seclude his property so he had more privacy just recently. Been pretty quiet around here. No one really bothers him. It's a nice town.
So basically what he did was he bought an extra piece of property behind the property that he lives in now.
Like he's going to camp
out over
there.
Like he's going to be living there. But the National...
He's pitched a tent already.
Yeah, he has pitched a tent. The National Enquirer claims that Letterman has moved out already of the home he shares with his wife and son in the wake of his sex scandal. And his lawyers are denying all of this. They say everything is fine. He's good. He's at home. But somehow I don't think that is right, Gary. And quickly, let me just tell you, Fergie must be feeling good today because she got an apology from the stripper who reportedly allegedly slept with her husband, Josh.
Well, reported, according to the stripper,
according
she slept
to the
with
stripper,
her husband.
Yes.
And, yeah, now, and now she's sorry.
And now she says, I'm nice? Sorry, I didn't think anyone would ever find out about it.
Not nice when a stripper calls your wife and says, I'm sorry, I slept with your husband. What a nice gesture.
All right. At 8:09 with your entertainment report, I'm Lisa Stanley on K-Earth 101.